Hi everyone, thanks for this episode of Nick Egan Times. On this episode we have an amazing guest. We have the incredibly talented Ryan Waters Band. Ryan Waters Band is making massive waves in country music, and Ryan Waters Band's music has been streamed over 35 million times to date and is consistently growing a massive loyal listening base. Ryan Waters Band has just released an incredible new single, Shadow of the Doubt. And welcome to the Ryan Waters Band, and thanks for coming on the podcast.
Welcome. Thank you, Nicholas, for having me.
You're really, really welcome. All right, let's jump straight into it. Take us
All right.
back and tell me about life and how it was growing up in Alabama.
Well, I grew up in a small town in rural Alabama called Luverne, town of, maybe 2,000 folks, not many people there in the town. Had a, very small high school. Just your typical southern town in small Alabama. But yeah, I grew up in a place where doing what I do now is just something that's kind of unheard of. Just even now, the people that still live there in Luverne don't understand why I'm doing what I'm doing. It just doesn't make any sense. When you grow up in a small town in South Alabama, when you graduate high school, you go straight to work. And
Right.
if you don't go straight to work, you go to college, and then after that, you go straight to work. So it's been one of those things where it's kind of like, and you hear a lot of stories like this, but it's just one of those stories where the kid gets out of the town and has a dream and just won't stop until he achieves it. So that's where we're at.
That's amazing. And with your, I guess, the dream, was music always going to be though something that you pursued? Like, what was it that actually drew you to this, I guess, this avenue of life compared to obviously, people where you're from?
I'll say something that kind of drove me to it was I went to college probably 45 minutes from where I grew up, and I picked up the guitar actually the last couple of years there of high school, and I really loved it then, but I was also a big time baseball player back in high school, and I had a few offers from some colleges in the area, and that was my primary focus at the time. But when I got to college, I started picking it up a little bit more, and I wrote my first song in college, and I was like, God, I really love to do this. Like, this is something that, I could see myself doing. And, at the time I was going to be a school teacher.
Oh,
And
wow.
I just remember thinking, do I want to teach kids, or do I want to write music? And I started playing around at little small town, college bars, playing there in Troy, Alabama, which is where I went to, Troy University. And I just grew to love it. I loved, the live music scene, hearing people sing the songs back, even the ones that weren't mine at the time. And, to see where we've come, I can remember playing shows where there was three people out in the crowd, and none of them were looking at me. They were all looking around the room, whether it was like a restaurant or, a venue that just wasn't a great venue, but I think everybody probably has them stories that are now, selling out arenas and doing the huge shows. They all had to start somewhere. And I think for me, I fell in love with it, the writing aspect of it, but more importantly, just seeing, starting to see those crowds come together, and just, when I'm in a room with a lot of energy, it pumps me full of energy. So I really fell in love with it.
Amazing. All right, tell me about your incredible and it's empowering new single, Shadow of the Doubt. I was actually watching the video too. It's pretty how do I describe it? Pretty well done, but it's also well crafted. Just it's got a really good vibe to it. Talk to me about that song and yeah, even the inspiration behind the video clip.
Yeah, it was one of those songs for us that I actually had a different kind of song idea going in. The whole meaning of the song was kind of like I wanted to take it a direction, because I feel like in my life in particular, probably a lot of people's lives, a lot of people often give up on what they truly want to do and settle for something. And you know, I've even done that in the past. I actually, before I started my music career, I did end up teaching school. And you know, I come to a point where I was like, I want to do what I love and not listen to all the negative influences telling me why I shouldn't, you know, telling me you're never going to make any money doing that. You'll be washed up in 2 or 3 years. And actually, what's funny is the very first offer I got when I moved to Nashville, I'll never forget it either, because it was something that, you know, and it really weighs heavy in this song, but the guy was on the phone with me and he said, if you don't sign with us right now, in 6 months' time, you're not going to be around. You'll be back in Alabama. And I said, okay. And I didn't sign with him. And I remember talking to family and friends about, you know, it was just gut-wrenching, because I was like, what if he, you know, I started thinking, what if he's right? But then, you know, I put out another song and it went huge, and it was like, I can do this. You know, I started, you know, getting a little bit more confidence about it. And I just think a lot of people, like, it doesn't even have to be music, it could be any job. A lot of people probably stop pursuing things just because somebody, you know, said something negative about it, or just turn them off to it. And that's what Shadow of the Doubt is all about. You know, it comes from the old statement, you know, without a shadow of a doubt. And I just said, how cool would it be if we wrote a song called Shadow of the Doubt? Because you've got all these people doubting you, and you'll just be the shadow of that doubt. You'll hear it, but it'll just kind of go right through you. And
Incredible.
that was how we come up with the song. And the visualizer for it, the actual video, I think, you know, it's almost kind of like, you know, it's in this space of really nothing. You know, you're out. It to me, the visualizer for it almost reminds you of a shadow without actually seeing. I mean, you see a shadow in the video, but like the whole feeling of it gives you the feeling of like you're breaking through, and you're not, you know, you're not giving in to the negative influences, and you're just really being you. And that's what the song's all about. And I'm glad that we were able to portray that, you know, in the music video.
That's great. And, you know, it's very inspiring. You're inspiring even hearing that story. You know, you held your line, your wits. And yeah, it's truly remarkable what you've done and what you're doing.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. You've been streamed 35 over 35 million times. How does that make you feel? And I guess that goes, I guess, to the point of obviously what you just stated. How does that actually make you feel?
For me, it makes me feel like, you know, I can remember a time where, you know, we were streaming, where I was celebrating 1,000 streams. And it just, I think at each stage of this career that I'm building, I like celebrating every moment, even from the smallest to the biggest, you know. And I think the fact that, you know, people have cared enough about something that I've, you know, either been a part on as a writer, or, you know, just the songs that I sing is telling to the fact that they actually mean something to somebody, you know. When I first started, it was friends and family that was listening to me. It was like, hey, will you please go play my song? And now it's like I'm putting stuff out and I'm getting these messages that are like, you know, that they'll say stuff to me like, and I'm not like this, but they'll say like, I know you probably won't read this or respond, but I just wanted to let you know that your song, like so and so, got me through a tough time. Like one of them that I wrote a couple years back, you know, I got a message from a guy that said, he was like, I just want you to know that, you know, I was pretty close to committing suicide, and your song helped me through it. And I was in a situation where I didn't know how to respond. I sat there, and I'm a religious guy. I prayed about it for a minute, and I shot over to him what I thought, you know, was best. And it just goes to show you, like, you never know what somebody's going through, and that, you know, music really is such a pivotal part of everyone's day-to-day life. And the fact that we can write something and, have 35 million streams, there's plenty of songs in there that talk about lost love, or heck, even being mad at an ex, or there's always something that somebody's going through. And the fact that people are relating to the music is what it's all about for me.
Awesome. And I even love your cover of Shania Twain's Still the One. Like, I think it's your voice, your tone, it's really, really incredible. You've got a gift that God's given you, and yeah, it's amazing. All right. Tell me, how would you personally describe your music? If someone was to ask you what your music was like, how would you personally describe it to someone?
And that is a for me at least, I feel like that's a really, I can give you a broad answer on that, because when you listen to Ryan Waters Band's music, and when you listen to our music, it's like you go on such a roller coaster ride. One minute you're like, wow, this could be heavy metal, this could be rock. The next you're down by the creek, drinking a beer, and you're super countryfied. I mean, the thing that I love about our music is, yes, I see myself as a country music singer, but I don't tie myself into that genre, and tie myself down into it. I like the fact that I have fans that are fans of rock and roll. I like the fact that I have fans of pop music. I like the fact that I have fans of country music. I think, and they all, after a while, you start to see them kind of coming together, and you see it now more than anything in today's music. The coming together of music is incredible, and the genres coming over into one another and being apart. It's almost like it's creating one genre in itself, and it's really cool to see. I know a lot of people probably think otherwise, but I think it's cool to see that, you can take somebody that grew up in South Alabama, and you can make them a rock star too, and I don't have to be tied to that. Just because I have a southern dialect doesn't, necessarily tie me to that. Because look at life now. We have Hardy, that's a rock star, a country star, all the above, and I really admire what he's been able to do. And I think that, that's something that I want to do. I don't want to just be known as the guy that sang songs like that, or the guy that sang songs like this. I want somebody to listen to my catalog and say, wow, that was different. Every aspect of that was different. And that's, so I wouldn't, really tie myself down to any specific, musical genre, really, other than the fact that I'm a country boy and I'm from South Alabama.
That's great. And when you were growing up, what actual artists inspired you? Yeah.
Growing up, I listened to a lot of rock, a lot of alternative stuff. I loved Staind. I loved your Shinedowns of the world. I loved Creed, all the what they call butt rock now. But I loved a lot more rock and roll than anything else, and alt rock. I did listen to a lot of country too. My dad, always had Toby Keith on, or Alan Jackson, George Strait. All of the, 80s, 90s country guys were big influences, on me coming up. But I will say it was a good mixture of the both, and it's really telling in my musical styles of how I write that they played such a pivotal part. Because, I went through a big, like when I was 15, 16 years old, I went through a huge like pop punk phase where I was listening to Good Charlotte, and I was listening to all kinds of, and it's kind of funny that I ended up signing with MDDN. That's Good Charlotte, they're over MDDN. I thought that was pretty, it's just life, a full circle moment for me that, kind of telling, in the music I write, that it all led to one central location. It's pretty cool.
What motivates you daily?
I think that I still haven't written my best song yet. And I think that each time, I just feel like each time I get into a writing room and I get in there with, some of the best writers in Nashville and around Nashville. I feel like each song just gets better and better. I feel like, what really motivates me, and it's more of a dream, and I guess it is a motivation too. I want to play the stadiums one day. I want to play sold out shows. I want to be as big as an artist as I can be. And honestly, what motivates me is just waking up every day and being able to do what I love, being able to go out and play music, write music, and hang out with some of the best people in the business. Because there are some bad ones too. Those that give that negative advice are bad ones. But yeah, that's really what motivates me.
It's a great answer. All right. If you were 18 again and you could change anything in your life, what would you change?
Ooh, if I was 18 again, let's see. I probably would have not quit college baseball so early. Really enjoyed it. And I feel like I was a snot-nosed kid that just, when it got tough, I was just kind of like, eh, I don't want to do this anymore. I would probably go back and change that. But with the way things have turned out, I don't know that I would change anything. I mean, I like where I'm at now. I've obviously, like most everyone in this world, has been through, the ups and the definite downs of life. But I really like where I've ended up, and I really like where I'm headed. So I don't think I would change too much. I would go through the same crappy times again if it meant I was going to get here. So.
Yeah, great. What's the best piece of advice you have received?
The best piece of advice, there's been several times in my career, especially early on before anything really hit big, that I wasn't making a lot of money. I had actually quit my job after I got out of school. I was teaching school there for a while, and I decided to, that I was going to do music full time. And I had to make a big jump to move to Nashville. I actually ended up coming to Nashville with the clothes that I owned and a truck and a trailer, and that was it. That's all I had. Didn't know how in the world I was going to pay that first month's rent. I didn't know how I was going to make it. And I remember there was two or three times that I thought I was done, like I was quitting. There's just, you're not making any money. Nothing's like. None of these songs are, that you're writing are meaning anything to anybody. I just felt like nothing was ever going to happen, at least three times in my early career. And if it hadn't been for, certain family and friends saying, you've come too far now to give up. It's going to happen. Just keep fighting through it. Keep writing songs. Someone's going to hear it, and it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And I remember that first day, and it's funny, my sister actually stayed on me for like almost a year to get the platform TikTok. She was like, please get this. I really think that if you put music out there that it'll take off out there. And I was like, I'm not getting that app, I'm not doing that. 'Cause I already had Instagram, I had the Facebook, I was trying to do the whole nine on it. And I ended up getting the app, and about 6 months later, I posted, every now and then I finally put my first original song on the app, and it was called Chevrolet You Down. And I remember I put it on the app. It was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. At midnight, it had close to 2 million views. And honestly, I credit a lot of my success to my sister, because she was the one that really pushed for me to get that app. And had I not had people like her and certain people in my life push me to keep going, because every one of them said, I think you've got a real talent for this. I think you can really write some good music. I think you've got a good voice. You need to see what you can do with it. Had it not been for those people, I never would have been here. So I owe all the credit to them and the good Lord above for me being where I'm at today.
That's amazing and very inspiring.
Super.
Ryan Waters, man, thank you for coming on the podcast. I do appreciate it. It's incredible what you've done and what you're doing, and I personally look forward to seeing your career, I guess, go strength from strength. It's remarkable.
Thank you so much, Nicholas. Thank you so much for having us on. And you have a good time. Now, you here?
Same with you. Thanks, sir.